Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we begin the third week of the legislative session, things are beginning to heat up, especially when it comes to abortion. Last summer, the U.S. Supreme Court issued its ruling in the Dobbs case, which ultimately overturned Roe v. Wade. Abortion as a matter of law was then sent back to the states to decide on a state-by-state basis. That presents unique challenges for Montana, since our Supreme Court has ruled that the explicit right to privacy embedded in the Montana Constitution applies to abortion as well. Three laws passed last legislative session are still tied up in court, as is a 2012 voter-passed referendum requiring a minor to get parental consent before an abortion. To say that abortion is in flux would be an understatement, but it points to an even greater conflict, and that is the conservative legislature against Montana's liberal judiciary. Until conservatives break the stranglehold that liberals have on the courts, it's unlikely that we'll see any meaningful change in the abortion landscape. That said, pro-life forces are far from giving up. Just as Roe v. Wade fell after 50 years, pro-life Montanans look forward to the day when the Armstrong decision will be overturned. For those who may not know, the Armstrong case was decided in 1999, and it acts as the Roe v. Wade of Montana. It's the case that's been used to block every serious piece of pro-life legislation for the past 24 years. It's based on the flawed logic of Roe v. Wade, and both the governor's legal counsel and the attorney general have asked the court to revisit the decision in light of Dobbs. So far, the court has refused, but the hope is that the makeup of the court could change, and just as the U.S. Supreme Court reversed Roe, a new Montana Supreme Court could strike Armstrong. Dobbs showed us the pathway. We just need to make it happen here in Montana. In the meantime, we'll continue chewing at the edges of Armstrong to save as many kids as we can. Last week, the Department of Health and Human Services proposed a rule that would force abortion providers to justify court-ordered abortions being paid for by taxpayer dollars. This will put a stop to the fraudulent practice of billing Medicaid for unnecessary abortions when the life or health of the mother was not at risk. Under previous Democrat administrations, no questions were asked. That's about to change. And today, the Senate Judiciary Committee will hear Senate Bill 154, a bill to define Montana's right to privacy as it relates to abortion. Since the Montana Supreme Court says that the right to an abortion was based in part on the privacy clause in Montana's Constitution, and since the privacy clause does not explicitly legalize abortion, the legislature is defining privacy to exclude abortion. It's a simple one-page bill that says the following, quote, "The right of individual privacy as referenced in the Montana Constitution, the Montana Code annotated, or administrative rules of Montana does not create and may not be construed as creating or recognizing a right to abortion or to the governmental funding of abortion," end quote. We'll be there testifying in favor of the bill, and we'll bring you the details of the hearing in tomorrow's broadcast. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.